Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Biden just doesn't want to talk about it.
And, of course, one-on-one interviews with the authors who matter the most when their books arrive. Join us. Visit our website at townhallreview.com.
Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. on The Word Cleveland. The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Tonight we have, as our producer, none other than that very confident young fellow, Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And in studio here, I have my class. Oh. And my class is Lisa, Randolph, and Harold. And so, and then we have our special guest that we have. It's that time of month, Dr. Peter Glidden. Hey, Peter.
Good evening, Pastor. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Boy, we got a lot to cover tonight, so it's going to be lightning round stuff. All right, so, class, if you who would like to read? Raise your hand. There you go, Randolph.
All right.
Start in Exodus chapter 9. I see Lisa wants to read, too. So you can read starting with verse 22 and read it down through 29. And then, Lisa, you pick it up with 30 through 35.
Okay. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon men, and upon beasts, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt, so that there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, and all and all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail broke every branch of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out, of the city. I will spread forth my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord's.
But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord. And the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses.
All right, now the title of this message this week was "So Many People So Unaware Didn't Repent and Didn't Care." And here tonight we are looking at different types of repentance. And we had talked about, we had started out with the, in 2 Corinthians, with the repentance by assembly. And then we saw a repentance by a man and wife with King David and Bathsheba. And then we looked at a national repentance as we looked at Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And tonight, now this is a different kind of repentance. This is an unreal repentance, an unreal repentance. Now, here, as we look at this, we see that God has sent all of these hail. Now, this hail was not normal hail. It was heavy-duty stuff. It was tearing the land up, killing the animals. And, in fact, during the tribulation period, you're going to have hailstones that are huge, okay? Outrageous, weighing over 70 pounds. That'll do a lot of damage. Now, here, this hail is mixed with fire.
With fire, right.
Not only was it tearing things apart, it was setting them on fire at the same time. So now here, the only place that was in the land of Goshen is where God's people were, where he sent them. The only place where it wouldn't be in crushed and set on fire. Now, here Pharaoh, and we want to take a look at Pharaoh and his people and Joe Biden and his people. Now, what did Pharaoh say to do with all the male babies, the male boy babies?
Kill them.
Kill them.
So
abortion, basically.
Well, so Pharaoh was, he was the culture of death.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what Pharaoh said. I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous. I and my people are wicked. Now, Joe Biden, what did Joe Biden just do today? Tonight.
What? He just said if he gets in office, he's going to let all the male babies, or, I mean, babies in general, be killed.
That's right. Okay. Right. And so here, Pharaoh had a false repentance. We saw where he was really at. And now what we're going to do, we're going to pray in a precatory prayer and asking people out there to help us, because Joe Biden, if he gets his way, many, many, many babies will die. Joe is a wicked man. He's a very evil, wicked man. And so what does God say when the people choose death? He says, let it come back upon your own heads.
That's right. And you know, in the Old Testament, they worshiped Moloch, which was a type of the devil himself, and that's where they killed their babies.
Yep.
They actually beat drums to make it so loud they wouldn't hear the babies crying and screaming when they were burned alive. And that's what Joe Biden is for, same thing. He's worshiping the god Moloch when he said women could murder their babies.
Well, they actually believe that the more pain the baby felt, the greater their pleasure would be in immoral sex. That's what they believe. That's what they were
right.
So,
and Democrats are having their share of that as far as immoral sex.
Yes. Well, they're the pedophile party. They really are.
The trans party, too.
And so, but let's, I'm asking you folks out there, folks, this is wickedness. You know, there's, we are not going to leave you in any doubt of where we stand. We are sold out to the Lord. We're sold out to his word. We're sold out to righteousness. We do not. In fact, I tell you what. Compromise is repulsive. It's repulsive.
Amen.
Prissy preachers to me make me sick.
Amen.
They really make me sick. And so here, I'm going to ask you folks out there, if you care anything for the precious unborn, remember what our Lord said, okay? He said the wages of sin is death. And so I'm going to ask you all to join me. Joe Biden wants death. The pedophile party wants death. And we're going to ask the Lord, because they refuse to repent. They refused. What did Jesus say? Repent or perish, right? So I'm going to ask all of you. There is power in prayer. If all of you are listening tonight, if all of you are listening out there, there is much power there, and I can't see how the Lord won't answer that prayer. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Joe Biden is a very wicked man. He's a very wicked little man. Lord, he just told him that I will give you death. If you elect me, I will give you death. So, Lord, he refuses to repent. And that party of his, that whole Democratic Communist Party, they're wicked to the core, wicked to the bone, Lord. So it's death that they want. So, Lord, as you've said, that you will return it upon their head. What did you say, Lord? All nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. And what did you say, Lord? You said those that hate God love death. So, Lord, we're asking tonight, and I'm praying that the people are praying with us, that you remove this wicked man, that there's no chance at all that he would stay in the office and stay in government. Remove this ungodly, evil, wicked man. And, Lord, all of those that are with him, those that refuse to repent, those in the pedophile party that want to legalize pedophilia, they want to rape children, Lord, these are wicked, evil, ungodly people. And I'm asking, Lord, right now, they refuse to repent. And we prayed for the repentance, but they refuse, that you would remove those wicked people. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And Amen. So what we're going to do a little early tonight, we're going to start with a clip. Peter, I want you to listen to this because this is major news right now, what's happening in the state of Florida. I'm sure you're aware of it. And this is going to be a major blow to your friends at Big Pharma. And so,
all ears, Pastor.
Pardon?
I'm all ears. Let's go.
Okay. Take it away.
So the mRNA clot shot is still killing people. Every day, people are dying suddenly, dropping dead. And they're even still getting jabbed. There are people out there who have been so brainwashed, who have had so much of their will to live, their will to think for themselves, just taken away from them through biological and psychological warfare. And so they're still masking up. They're still staying far away, and they're still getting the jab. And the longer this poison stays on the market, the more people will die. And of course, the more of a chance that there will be another fake pandemic rolled out to seize control of our lives and start the humiliation ritual all over again and then take it even further. The government will back it. The corporations will back it. A good percentage of jabbies will probably back it. And even if they don't bring back their COVID scam, because the people know how fake it is, they'll roll out something else, a new bioweapon. They'll whip the public into a panic over some new kind of flu or new kind of sniffle, and billions of people will fall for it, and then they'll start the process all over again. So if you manage to escape death last time, they'll be coming for you to sweep up the floor. No one is going to stop these people unless we do it ourselves. No one is coming to save us. No one is riding in on a white horse. No one is interested in shutting the genocide down. It's truly all up to all of us to take these vermin on using the systems that we already have at our disposal to do it. To get to Nuremberg 2.0, we have to bulldoze our way through every town, every county, every state in the union, and create the conditions necessary to enact maximum accountability. And now in Florida, people are actually doing this work. People like Karen Kingston, like Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, like Joseph Sansone, and thousands of others, Republican parties in 10 Florida counties have passed resolutions declaring the jab to be a biological and technological weapon, and Surgeon General Latipo is among the only public health officials in the entire country standing by their side. He calls the bioweapon death jab the Antichrist of drugs, and we agree. And now, thanks to these tireless efforts, the Florida Supreme Court just days ago, listen now, accepted a writ of mandamus filed by Dr. Sansone not to just pull the death jabs off the shelves, but to seize them and halt their production. Dr. Sansone is providing the court and the entire state government of Florida with evidence that these mRNA injections violate both state and federal biological weapons laws, as well as treason laws, terrorism laws, and genocide laws. The case is in court. It's been accepted, and it's now up to them to act on it. Our friend Karen Kingston was among the first people in America to reveal the truth about these shots, to identify them as a bioweapon full of graphene oxide and deadly lipid nanoparticles that will haunt Americans for generations to come. She's worked with Dr. Latipo and others to find the right approach to getting the courts to take action, and she joins us now. Karen, a great friend of mine personally and of the show and the program, and a great friend of millions of others whose lives you've helped to save. This is big news.
This is tremendous news, Stu, and thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, I'm so proud of Dr. Joe Sansone, a colleague and a friend of mine. He took all the work that I've been doing, he was doing, and the team that he's been working with, and he just said enough is enough. So I want to get some people a historic perspective on this, is that last summer, I was working with a number of individuals in Florida with the sheriffs, with the demand letter that I drafted, that these are, in fact, the mRNA nanoparticle injections are, in fact, weapons of biowarfare, and they needed to be seized and removed from the communities. And that content is the content that is in the writ mandamus that is in the emergency petition that Joe Sansone filed with the Florida Supreme Court. But let me just put this in context. So we actually worked with a team. So we sent that demand letter to 67 sheriffs. While I was doing that with the team, Dr. Joe Sansone sent another demand letter to the Attorney General and to Governor DeSantis and also to 67 sheriffs in October of 2023. Then in February of this year, he sent via certified mail, basically this demand letter, to AG Moody and to Governor DeSantis, saying that you need to take action, that these are, in fact, weapons of biowarfare, that people are dying every day, and the governor has the utmost authority and the attorney general has the legal authority, so it is your duty to remove the shots. And so he just did a brilliant job where he showed the Florida Supreme Court, one, that he had standing. So he brought in case law where the Florida Supreme Court did issue writ mandamus before. He also showed that he went through exhaustive measures in writing to not just the governor, not just the attorney general, but also to all 67 sheriffs, you know, which I assisted with, and to all 20 state prosecutors, and nothing was done. He demonstrated that even the Florida Health Department Surgeon General Latipo said that these can actually edit the human genome, and that is to the extinction virtually of humanity, and no one should be injected with these mRNA injections, and nothing has been done. And so he's saying, look, Florida Supreme Court, you are the highest authority in this land. It is imperative that you take action and issue an order to the governor and to Attorney General Moody to uphold the law, protect the citizens of Florida, and have them remove these mRNA, prohibit the use of the mRNA injections, prohibit the distribution of them, and remove them from every community.
So now, just to be clear, sheriffs could take unilateral action and have done this themselves, correct? To stop the assault on the citizens of their county, and all of the Florida sheriffs, out of all of them, none of them elected to do this. The governor has the unilateral authority to be able to do all of this as well, doesn't he? And the AG as well. Don't they have the authority to be able to do everything that Sansone and et al. Are asking the Supreme Court now to do?
Yeah, so that's correct. So last summer, I was in Florida working with the sheriffs. They 67 received my demand letter, and we were... I was under the, I guess, guise that they were collaborating to get several counties to work together to seize the shots all at the same time. I did send this document to Attorney General Moody, Ashley Moody, last summer as well in June of 2023. And I did send it to Mira Fox, one of the state prosecutors in Florida. And Joe and I have been in communication and working alongside each other. And to your point, Stu, yes, any sheriff could seize the shots because these are weapons and it's their job to protect their community. And they are the highest highest authority in their county, so they can take it upon themselves. Any state prosecutor could move forward with to get a court order. And obviously the attorney general at any time could also issue an order for the shots to be seized. And the governor has the authority to do that as well. He is the highest authority of the law in the state of California, and he's the authority over the Florida law enforcement as well as the military that's not part of the federal U.S. military. Mm.
So if the Israeli puppet, Ron DeSantis, won't do it, will rely on the Supreme Court. How confident are you that they will do what's right here?
In what I've observed regarding courts and the judges is that they rule in, they actually do tend to somewhat rule, they're persuaded by public opinion. So something that our leaders can do is they can actually file an amicus brief, an amicus curiae brief. And that is anyone, you don't have to be a Floridian, it's anyone that has an interest in the outcome of this case. So they can actually file, like, for example, Steve Kirsch could file an amicus curiae brief. You should do it with an attorney. You know, he has been a proponent. He knows people have died. He's testified that he has friends that have died. He also has been on the leading edge of exposing a lot of the data that shows the disabilities and deaths, and specifically the New Zealand data. So he doesn't have to restate the facts of the case. He can also, you know, Attorney General Latipo could actually file an amicus brief as well, confirming that these are contaminated with the SV40. Kevin McKernan who actually is the leading expert on the SV40 contamination and the edits to the human genome, he could file. Any of the children health defense attorneys could file an amicus brief and really put pressure on the, not pressure, I'd say really put forward the evidence to the Florida Supreme Court that these, in fact, have no benefit to any humanity, and they can only cause disease, disabilities, infertility, and death. And in fact, it's not just affecting Floridians, but because of shedding and because of the fact that crimes are being committed and they're not being stopped, this is to the decimation of all American citizens and humanity itself.
This is huge news. This could be the precipice of the major victory that I think that we imminently are going to see coming. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it in my gut. My dad always told me, don't ignore your gut, because you know why that is? That's God talking to you in your soul. Who else is going to talk to your soul? It certainly isn't Tony Fauci. Joseph Latipo, why did DeSantis hire this guy if he's not going to listen to his consult?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just said Surgeon Latipo can file an amicus brief, but he's putting an order, he's going to order his boss what to do. So, I mean, it is a little bit of an awkward situation, but I want to point something out that Joe pointed out that if Florida doesn't take action, and he said, look, I am not, this is not to prosecute any of the parties that are named, which is, he names just specifically Governor DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody. He goes, it's just to have them actually do their job and uphold the law. He goes, but I want to point out to you, judges, there's seven judges of the U.S. Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court. That was a mistake. The Florida Supreme Court. He goes, that government officials that maintain or assist the principal or an accessory to a crime or provide any other aid, knowing that the offender had committed a crime and such crime was a third degree felony with the intent that the offender avoids escape of detection, arrest, trial, or punishment, is an accessory after the fact. So an accessory to the crime. And he cites Florida 777.03. So government officials are not above the law when innocent adults and children are victims of battery, assault, and murder from biological and neurological weapons and or contaminated products that contain toxic and sometimes lethal substances.
And we're going to see that. And I'm not necessarily saying specifically as it results to Moody or to, as it relates to Governor Ron DeSantis. But we are going to see that these people, we're going to see it with our own eyes, that these people are not immune to criminal prosecution in some way, shape, or form, and that they will have extreme accountability coming their way.
And I hope the Florida Supreme Court does issue an order, because Florida, people are waking up around the world, Stu. We know this. They're waking up in New Zealand. They're waking up in Eastern Europe. So accountability is coming. What I said on your show nearly 3 years ago was that we need to take responsibility, right, for being victims of propaganda and lies. And pretending that these bioweapons don't exist or they're not that bad or they should be a choice was insanity.
Right.
And eventually justice is coming. So Florida, if they actually seize the shots and stop this, they will be on the right side of history. We know our country is under attack right now. At least they won't be complicit. National and international crime. They'll be on the right side of history, and they will be right in front of God. So I do hope and pray that they take action, regardless of what the future holds for America. It is in their best interest to not continue with this genocide.
Keep the state of Florida and its Supreme Court in your prayers and all of the justices that sit on that court. Karen Kingston, you're always in my prayers. Thank you so much for everything that you've done and for being here today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America. We must take America back. We need prayer.
All right, we must take America back. And that was Steve Voss. Last time I heard from Steve, I think he was a senator, I believe, running for a senator in the state of Arizona. And tonight we have your favorite, Dr. Peter Glidden. And we're going to open the phone lines right out of the chute. Nationwide, right now, we've got him. We got the man. We got America's naturopathic doctor right here to tell you how to get well when you're sick and how to get sick if you're well. Okay. He knows both sides. So anyhow, the number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Peter, here it is. You got a governor that refuses to enforce that. And then you've got 62 county sheriffs. Do you think that maybe they're afraid of Big Pharma? Or why do you think they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing? Because do you possibly think, I don't think the sheriffs are getting any money from Big Pharma, but do you think that maybe DeSantis is? What do you think? Why won't they do what's right, Peter?
Because so it's a great question. It's a really good question, right? Because it goes right to the root of the thing. And the root of the thing is thus. For over 100 years, we have existed inside of a medical monopoly, which is so vast and so overarching and so complete that nobody even knows that it's a monopoly. I mean, everybody understands that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that once a corporation or a company gets too big, it needs to be broken up. I mean, before we broke up AT&T, long-distance phone calls were like $1 million a minute, right? So everybody understands that monopolies are a bad thing, but nobody understands, really, that the medical monopoly is a thing. And this is a function of over 100 years of propaganda and socialization that has been levied upon an unsuspecting American public on purpose by the pharmaceutical industry, the American Medical Association, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Federal Trade Commission. So let's be honest, Pastor. Most people don't, have no idea what a naturopathic physician is. They have no idea what the distinctions that holistic medical doctors practice and that medical doctors don't practice medicine, that they practice allopathic medicine, and that there's a difference between allopathic philosophy and allopathic treatment and holistic treatment. People don't understand these distinctions. And because nobody really is smarter than a fifth grader anymore, when people are come up against what seem to be complicated medical things, a viral infection and pandemic and epidemic or herd immunity, how are we going to help save humanity, right? It's very, very easy to trick people and to fool people and to mislead people because of the monopoly and because of the undereducation of an unassuming and very trusting American public. And this is what's being taken advantage of, that most Americans are trustworthy, honest, God-fearing people. We are. Well, we actually believe that, it's hard for us to believe that such a worldwide cabal with evil intent can actually exist. It's hard for us to conceptually understand that and to believe it in our soul. And so it's easy for us to be misled. I mean, it's very easy for us to be misled. And so this is why it's happening. And this is why now, finally, 19, so at 20, 21, 22, 23, to 5 years after the fact, people are slowly starting to wake up to it, but it took 5 years for that to happen. And the only reason that people are waking up to it now is because the dam has broken. People are dropping like flies. Heart attacks, blood clots, turbo cancers. You mark my words, turbo cancers are going to be the next thing. It's already beginning. But this is the reason that people are starting to wake up, because they're seeing with their own eyes the net negative effects. And the net negative effects are hammering their cognitive dissonance. It's hammering their preconceived notions that, the only real medicine is MD-directed medicine, and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack with substandard, dangerous training. people are waking up to the fact that that's a lie. But this is what it has taken for people to wake up to the fact. And, you know, then there are concerns that people have about losing their job if they speak out, or losing their livelihood, or, you know, being blacklisted, for goodness sakes. So there's all of these concerns that are happening, which make people not take action. But hopefully, you know, hopefully, and it was a great prayer, hopefully the dam is bursting finally.
Well, you know, Peter, look.
We're moving towards the light.
We have never taken one dime from any of Big Pharma, and we never will take a dime from Big Pharma. We're here, and we're telling people the reason, what is happening out there. That's our whole purpose, is to bring the truth. Now, here, you know, what you just said, you don't hear one word of this. You don't hear one word of what we just played in NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC. You won't hear wretched Mad Cow there on PMS, NBC talking about how many people are dying. You won't hear a word of that, right? But that is that Big Pharma. What is it? What is the root of all evil?
Love of money.
Money.
The love of money. Love so of money. Yes. So that shows you that NBC, that shows you they will be willing for money to betray us, and they betray us every day. People are dying, like you said, left and right, but you're not hearing a word about that at NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
Well, you know, it goes a lot deeper, right? It goes way deeper than the whole COVID stuff. Let me read you a little text I got from a colleague of mine, Dave Janda, MD, a very good friend of mine. He's a very well-respected orthopedic surgeon. He was an advisor to the Reagan administration. He was a big deal in allopathic medicine in the wonderful world of surgery, and he's a great guy. And he also has been on the front lines for a long time. And I just got this text from him a couple days ago. Let me read it to you. 20 years ago, I was one of the first doctors who identified Vioxx as a huge problem. Vioxx, by the way, killed 50,000 people, approved by the Food and Drug Administration. He goes on, I went public and blew the whole problem up nationwide. I got a visit and threats from Big Pharma executives. It took 2 years, but we got Vioxx pulled off of the market. I got zero support from most doctors. The medical center I worked at, medical societies dumped on me for bringing the ban issue to the public. Unfortunately, in the 2 years it took to get Vioxx pulled, thousands of people died from it. One of the people I went head-to-head with was the hack POS TV doc from CNN, Sanjay Gupta. He was paid by Big Pharma to take me on. I tore him apart. In fact, years later, Obama wanted to appoint him Surgeon General. A congressman put my name in as someone who would testify against Gupta at his hearing. He pulled his nomination within hours after it was announced I was testifying. I despise Big Pharma and everybody associated with it. And this from a very famous MD orthopedic surgeon.
Very good. You're absolutely right. I mean, we couldn't agree more. All right, I've got your phone lines. Now, this is interesting because normally it's mostly women that call in. We got a bunch of men all lined up. And so this is unusual for tonight. Let's start there with Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, Dr. Glidden.
Hello, Steve.
I am a survivor of the Cleveland Clinic. I spent a month in the clinic and then 2 weeks in rehab. And I was always listening to Pastor Shannon's program, and I heard you on the air. And I just, first of all, want to thank God that I heard you. And secondly, I thank God for all of the longevity products and Eiffel Health and all of that, the good folks over there. Now, yeah. I went in for a blood test the other day, and they said that my creatinine level is 1.8, and they're saying it's high. Now, I know that longevity products have creatine in it. Is that the reason why my level is so high?
Negative. No, it is not. the reason that your creatinine is so high, and I'm looking up the reference range for creatinine right now. I'm not sure that I have it at the tip of my fingers. Was it creatinine or was it creatinine kinase? Do you remember? Was it creatinine?
Creatinine, yes.
Okay, and what was the number?
180.
1.8?
Yeah, 1.8, yeah.
Yeah, 1.8. Yeah, that is high. I would have it tested again in 2 weeks because oftentimes when you get a kind of just out of nowhere, you know, you're symptom-free, you're doing good, you don't have any problems, and you get this weird one-off high blood value, oftentimes it's a testing error. 25% of the time, quite frankly, it's a testing error. So it's not due to any of the creatinine that's in any of the longevity products. This is a kidney function marker, and I would just wait 2 weeks and have the repeat the test. Now, here's a fun fact to know and tell. You can order your own lab test and bypass the MDs completely.
Oh, really?
So there's there's an online service. It's called the website, which I have no financial affiliation with. It's called directlabs.com, D-I-R-E-C-T. labs.com. You go there, you create a free account, you order whatever lab test you want and pay for it. And it's a discount, right? It's like Costco. They sell stuff at discount. After you pay for it, they give you a little voucher that you print out on your computer. And then they give you a list of all of the labs that you can take that voucher to in your zip code to have the test done. So show up at one of the labs with your voucher. They do the test. Maybe they'll charge you $10 at the facility to do the test. And then a week later, the results show up in your Direct Labs account. It's a really great way to help, you know, like self-diagnose and really understand what's really going on with your body and bypass the whole, you know, conventional medical mousetrap. But I would retest in 2 weeks. And you also want to look at, there's three other components of your kidney function. One is called GFR.
They said I'm at 41.
With what, your GFR?
Yeah, EGFR, yeah.
Yeah, 41 and your creatinine's high. Do you know what your BUN was, B-U-N?
No, not at the moment, no.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Then your kidney is in trouble. But it's only at the very beginning stages of being in trouble, and it's a relatively easy thing to fix. So, number one, you have to eliminate the 12 bad foods. And I don't even want you to be downwind. I don't want you even to be downwind of anything fried. There has to be 100% no tolerance for anything fried at all, okay? Very good. Now, in addition to the Healthy Foundation Pack, which I'm assuming that you're taking, you want to get the following three products. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get 3 bottles of the Good Herbs Kidney and Bladder Support. 3 bottles of the Good Herbs Kidney and Bladder Support. 3 bottles of the Good Herbs Circulatory Support. And 3 bottles of the Good Herbs Heart Support. Now, once you get those, here's what you do. You mix 4 milliliters of each one together, and you shoot that down 3 times a day. So 4 mLs of the heart support mixed with 4 mLs of the circulatory support mixed with 4 mLs of the kidney and bladder support, and you shoot it down like a shot of whiskey. You do that 3 times a day for 8 weeks, 2 months, and then you have the blood test retested and see what your kidney function's like.
Yeah, because, oh, by the way, my BUN was 25, which they say is a little high.
Yeah, just a little bit, though. So this is at the beginning of a problem. This is like there's smoke coming from the house instead of flames coming from the house, right? So this is a really good time to intervene, and that's how I would do it. And this program, by the way, is almost like Never Fail Fudge. I mean, it's extremely effective. One other thing that you can add to it, just to kind of increase your insurance, is Ultimate Selenium. get one bottle of Ultimate Selenium and take one capsule three times a day between meals for 8 weeks. One capsule three times a day between meals.
I have to intervene because the whole board is lit up and we have to move on. Okay. So,
all right, Pastor.
Thanks, Steve. You going to make it, Steve? All righty, there you go. He guess who's there? Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I have two questions. I just want to bring up the Sergeant Reports podcast. There's two episodes that are important. One is one this week with a Dr. Diane Kauser about the stuff being put in dental products. And she actually got an implant that had a microchip in it in 2022. So that's important.
No kidding.
And there's, yeah. And there's one with Steve Quell, that a guy that keeps track with the nuclear buildup across the planet, and that's pretty important too. But he says, you know, he talks to people in the industry and he gets open source material. And he's saying that the North Koreans have the hypersonic missile, among other things. So that's an important episode. And also, before I get to my two questions, just a verse that hit me a little bit was Isaiah chapter 3, verse 5. The very end of that verse said, the base will go against the honorable. But I don't like that word honorable. I don't think there's too many honorable people, but it's just the base people are really going after maybe innocent people or people minding their own business. And then verse 9 in chapter 3 of Isaiah is also talking about how blatant they are in terms of their sin. You know, and a good example right now is the abortion pill that's being championed by the presidency. But I have two questions. Basically, I had a conversation with somebody about NBA history, and Robert Parrish in particular played for the Celtics into his early, possibly mid-40s as a center. But his explanation was he was a pick-and-pop 15-foot shooter, so he wasn't really running the court. He was taking 15-footers. But I'd ask about longevity for athletes, possibly in the overall context of longevity and youth enhancement for anyone. You know, they talk about resveratrol as helping preserve the telomere and caps. So that's my first question. My second question is about I'm listening to this audiobook, The Molecule of More on Dopamine, and it says that dopamine makes someone future-oriented rather than in the present, like norepinephrine and so forth. And they want more and more. And, you know, they blame Lance Armstrong supposedly cheating on dopamine. And, you know, it becomes like an amoral thing. Now, I think even if he took stuff, it's incredible to win those bike races 7 years in a row, because the other guys were also taking the stuff, too. So I still give him, you know, most of the credit. But within that, it talks about bipolar diagnosis. So I'd like to ask about neurotransmitters and how they diagnose people as bipolar. What exactly, when someone says I'm bipolar, what are they talking about?
Well, the medical doctors, I'll answer the second question first. The medical doctors love to categorize and subcategorize and sub-subcategorize illnesses. So in the diagnostic, there's a journal of psychiatric diagnostic. It's called the DSM. And they have very specific criteria, psychological criteria that must be met in order for this diagnosis or that diagnosis to be made. So, and you know, it's all very, very pedantic, and it's all very detail-oriented, and it doesn't really mean anything because conventional medical people don't know what causes bipolar, they don't know what causes depression, they don't know what causes schizophrenia, they don't know what causes anxiety, they don't know what causes post-traumatic stress syndrome, they don't know what causes attention deficit disorder. They can categorize it. They have no idea what causes it. They have no idea how to treat it except to give, you know, psychoactive meds that suppress the symptomology, number one. Now, about the athletic thing, It is one of the greatest myths in the modern world that athletes are healthy. They're not. There is a giant difference between being physically fit and being healthy. If being physically fit made you healthy, then every professional athlete in the world would live to be over 100 years of age, because we do, in fact, have the potential to live to be 120 years old. But athletes, once they retire, are amongst the unhealthiest people in the world. And why is this? Because there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs in order to work the way that God intended it to. Those nutrients are not present in the food. Everybody is nutritionally deficient. And when an athlete runs their body at 120 miles an hour through all of the workouts and all the physical stuff that they do, they're going to burn through their nutrient reserves much faster than the average couch potato. Couch potatoes live longer than athletes do, which is a really interesting thing to think about. So the take-home message here is that there is a gigantic difference between being physically fit and being healthy. If being physically fit meant being healthy, then no professional athlete would ever get a heart attack. It simply wouldn't happen. But it happens all the time, and more so because, you know, and that's why.
All right, very good. I'm going to have to move on because we got the boards lit up. Thanks. Let's go to Ray. Ray in Philly, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Hello, Dr. Blidden. How are you this evening?
Going on, Ray. Thank you very much.
I just called because, Dr. Blidden, I spoke to you back in December regarding my mother, who was in the hospital at the time with pneumonia, congestive heart failure. And you had suggested the homeopathic remedy, phosphorus.
Yes, sir.
And I never got a chance to administer it to her because, and people, when you take go into the hospital, listen to this very carefully, you take your life into your hands.
Yes, sir.
My mother passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because, thank you very much, I appreciate it. It's very difficult to lose a mother. My sister was at the hospital. I was on my way there, and I had just arrived. They overdosed my mother with potassium. That's the next thing. They administered too much potassium, and she immediately, her pressure dropped, and she coded. And they brought her back, thank God. And they were all standing around, 10 or 15 of them, high-fiving, oh, everything's great, da-da-da, you know. And next thing you know, 10 minutes later, same thing. And she managed to survive probably another 4 to 5 days. But I wanted to let you know, I never got a chance to. My mother was a fighter. She really was. She lived to be 90. She accepted Jesus into her life, which is the most important thing. But I wanted to thank you because I'm using the potassium for my lungs, or the phosphorus, I'm sorry, for my lungs, because I had COVID 3 times. And the last time it left me with constant mucus coming up from my lungs.
Is it helping?
It seems to be helping, yes. It does. And
okay, so there's a better thing that you can use. The phosphorus is a specific for pneumonia. Not a specific for the lungs. It's a specific for pneumonia. So there's a different homeopathic medicine that you can use for lung dysfunction post-COVID. All right, you ready to write this one down? Because it's a complicated name.
Go ahead. Okay. And I'll listen to the broadcast tomorrow, too, on the, you know. But go ahead, I'll listen.
All right, it's called Carboneum, C-A-R-B like baby, O-N like Nancy, E-U-M like Mary. Carboneum.
Okay.
Oxygenatum. O, X, Y, G like Georgia, E, N like Nancy, A like Apple, T like Thomas, U, M. Carboneum oxygenatum. You want to get that in the 1 mL potency, M like Mary.
Uh-huh.
And you want to take 5 to 10 pellets 3 times a day for 14 days. 5 to 10 pellets 3 times a day for 14 days.
Okay.
And then get back in touch with me because I do a live Q&A on my website. For my subscribers twice a week.
Okay.
Punch back in, you know, become a subscriber. Punch.
We're up against a hard break, fellows, and I'm going to have to wrap it up because we're coming right now. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.